Started. Call the meeting to order. Just a little one after one or two after one.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, sorry, Judith Ann.
I'm deaf in one ear and can't hear out of the other, so.
Yeah, I'm sick, so. Or I had been sick.
Yeah.
I had been sick.
Oh, well, we live in here. We're an exit in this joint right now.
Okay, go around the table, see who's here so we can get it recorded for the minutes.
Dennis Sivers.
Dave Lewis.
Robert Denham, board member.
Judith Ann.
Pete Christensen.
Christian Leonard.
Jade Wills.
Alex Lopez.
And Dave Birch. Okay. We'll have to come back to the new board member introduction. And then there's no public, I guess, so we're good to go. So a couple things on the...
Chairman, could you... I don't think Alex was here last... I don't think that we have some new board members since he joined.
Yes.
Yeah,
back
that's right.
This season, so yes.
Yeah. This is Alex Lopez. He is our... Well, I can't say new weed planter, but he's the one that... This is the second season as our weed planter. And with that job... comes and he took over Mike Bacon's job, and so he deals with a lot of non-compliance, or almost all of our non-compliance, as well as all of our site visits that come with that, and also helps with managing all of our weed management plans that we have come through the county. And Alex will discuss a little bit of that later on. He'll probably be part a little bit of part of my staff report when we get to that point. But
okay.
This is Alex. He does a fantastic job, and we're grateful to have him on staff. So,
yeah, great.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah. So the the minutes are online, but because we haven't had a quorum for the last two meetings, we found out that if we don't have a quorum, we should not meet at all. Just even to discuss stuff. So from now on, if we don't have a quorum, we will just disperse with the meeting and go that route. Other than that, they'll always be on the website. So I think we're okay with that. I suppose we haven't... No, we don't need to approve them anyway. So last meeting that we had that people were there was, what, February then? Or January, I mean.
I think it was in January.
January, because we didn't have February's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Rob.
Us people who live quite a ways out of town, we need to know before we come in if it's...
I know.
Meeting.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we've been trying. I've been emailing people, and Jade's been emailing. So I think once you get the packet, and I know it's a week out, but if you are planning on being here, then you need to respond to, yes, I'll be there. Or no, I won't be able to make it. So we have a better idea who's actually going to show up. Because it is. It's very... And I hate to cancel them at the last minute, but about what we have to do.
Jade, how many people did respond to you?
I think this time...
I did.
I was going to say, I think we had five or six. Maybe we had everyone this time. Actually, Stacy was the only person I didn't hear from.
Yeah.
So we did have everyone. I think there were a couple you had to get a hold of yesterday, maybe, or
well,
today.
Well, I emailed Dave and Rob just because I didn't see anything in their email.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They both said they were coming, so I knew we were going to be good. So, or at least we had a better chance of being full board. So, since there's no public comment, we'll... skip that. Action items. So in your packet, you have the weed resolution that we didn't discuss at the last couple meetings. But this is to make the Lewis and Clark County Weed District list. Of course, we follow the state law, state listed noxious weeds, but then we have the, what is there, four?
I think there's five.
Five, yep. Five other weeds that we want to have on our list for the county.
which is the five that we've been running off for a very, very long time. This is just to clean it up to make sure that it's in. Okay.
I thought we had six. No, we only had
five. We only had five.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I think there was six, but one was a native at one time, right?
There was a lot that were sort of on the list. Some were taken off, some weren't taken off, and it was just we had other ones that were on the list, but now are actually have subsequently become state listed noxious weeds. So these were the five that weren't native and that aren't on the state listed list. So these are our additional five.
So these are noxious weeds, considered noxious weeds then?
Yes.
Yes, they are in Lewis and Clark County, yeah.
Yeah, they hold the same weight as the state listed noxious weeds. Just at the local level, because if somebody's having an issue with them, the department allowed people to put their own weeds on their own county list so they can deal with those specifically.
And I guess that's your guys' choice right now is whether or not you want to continue to have these as a resolution or whether or not you want to just go to the state list or modify that list at all. And
This was put out for public comment. Mm-hmm. And we didn't receive any.
Yeah. No public comment has been received.
Christian, just for clarification, on the website and then in the paper or both?
Just on the website.
Just on the website.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to do something more formal with a notification in the paper as well, that would be your guys' choice as well. Or
these are the ones, excuse me, Chair.
Yep.
These are the ones that we've been operating, and they've been on the list that we've posted forever. This was just our way of making it more formal.
Well, do you need a motion to approve it?
Yes.
I'll move it, and then we can find out if somebody doesn't like it, they'll vote no.
Yeah.
Moved. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, so it's moved and seconded to accept the resolution 2023-001 to create the weed list for the county. Any other discussion?
One nitpicky thing, garlic mustard, the species is Petiolata, and it's an A, not an E.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we will correct that.
That's good.
I got a question about the mullein. Didn't you tell me once it's a two-year plant?
It is a biennial plant, I believe, yes.
So why would it be noxious if it comes and goes?
Well, I think it used to not really be an issue, but it's adapted to the state better, and it's moving into places where it used to just be like a disturbed site area, but now it's coming out of there and going into rangelands and to other areas. So even though it's a biennial, so is hound's tongue. So is
hound's tongue.
Right.
It travels with the sea,
right,
on animals and stuff. But mullein, animals.
Yeah.
I voted against it when we voted on it 4 or 5 years ago because
it was it was a while ago.
Yeah, I think there's only, I know Beaverhead County's got it, and I think Great Falls, Cascade County has it on their weed list too.
The one reason I bring it up is because of the 2017 fire that had come through the ranch. I mean, the mullein, the next spring.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And now it's not that bad anymore. Mm. You know, it came, like, that's when I asked you about it.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't consider it to be noxious, but that's, I can do what I want on my own property.
So when you say it carries the same weight as the state list, does that mean that the onus of control is on the landowner? I mean, it's still...
Yeah, the landowner has to control it, but it's available for funding, too, through the state noxious weed program that way. Mm-hmm. So if you have a grant come in, you can add that into that grant if you have issues with it.
And you can enforce it
as well.
It gives the board the ability to enforce that.
Does it, the first year is it a floret?
Yeah.
And then the next year is when it gets stalk. Yeah. Because, you know, I spray it, I'm worried more about hound's tongue than all the other ones. But, you know, when it's a a little like that, I don't even know if it kills it.
It takes a lot to kill it.
It does. It does. You know, when you want to kill other things, you know.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons that some people put it on the weed list, too, is because it is hard to control if they're having issues with it.
And the other thing is there's just so many seeds. I mean, there's thousands of seeds in those plants.
Right.
And it just goes everywhere.
I've seen deer eat stuff in the fall. I've seen new deer just bite them off and chew them up.
Okay, well, any other discussion? Then we'll come back to Stacy. Okay, so there's been a motion and a second to accept this resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are you all opposed?
Aye.
One opposed. Motion passes. Do you have a good copy that we can sign?
I'm going to make that correction on the garlic mustard.
Oh, okay.
And then we can do it right before you guys leave.
Okay.
I'll need you and Judith in to sign it.
Okay, great.
A point of order.
Yeah, I was going to go back to introductions. We did introductions, Stacy. So I will go around and do them again so you know who everybody is. Okay, I'm Dave Birch. I'm the chair of the Weed Board.
Jenny Chambers, Public Works Director.
Dave Lewis, Rob McDonough, Wolf Creek Area, Board Member.
Judith,
I am. Pete Gershenson, Board Member at Large.
Christian Leonard, Lewis and Clark County, Noxious Weed Coordinator.
Jade Wills, Lewis and Clark County Admin.
Alex Lopez, Noxious Weed Management Planner.
Okay. And I'm Sarah all that.
Yep. You're up.
A lot of you folks I'm familiar with or met over the years. Stacy Barch, welcome. I'm glad to be on board with you folks. I've worked with Judith Ann for a number of years in the Canyon Creek area on weed mitigation, so be interesting to see how it goes.
Great.
Glad to have you.
Glad to have you on board.
Yep.
Thank you. And Christian, we've dealt with
a
number of issues.
Okay. Authorization of Fund 297. Christian.
This is just, we're bringing this back up again. It was Alex is wanting or would like to have a microscope for identifying plants or plant ID. He found a couple here. If you guys would like to look at them. Look at them before you approve anything. But we're requesting up to $300 for, which is a little bit more than what it was originally, for the purchase of this. And if you guys have any questions, you may ask me or Alex for a little bit more if you would like.
And the reason we're requesting up to 300 is we want to make sure that we get one that has a warranty.
I can't hear you.
Okay. The reason we're requesting up to 300 is we want to make sure we get one that has a warranty or at least the option to purchase an additional warranty or protection coverage. So that is the reason. And then we figured in case Alex sees a different one he wants, that way we can just ask for up to 300 and that's Alex's budget versus being tied down to one of these three in case he decides he doesn't want one of these.
So you don't have a flavor of any of these?
I believe it's the first one. That one just has like the resolution that I was looking for. It does 5 to 30 times. 30 times is plenty magnification. It also has a little camera that goes into the eyepiece, which will be nice because when you're keying things out, you're going from like the book to the plant often. So just to have that up on the screen would be really nice. Yeah, that's most.
So are you going to show us all how to use it when you get it?
I can, yeah.
We just elaborate a little bit more too. Through the years, we keep getting more and more plants that are coming into the office for identification. A lot of people seem to have a little bit of interest in that. We do have the Shutter Lab where we can send stuff to, but if we can do it in-house, it's a little bit quicker, faster turnaround for these, you know, for our constituents here. There's a lot of stuff that we have coming in too, like Ventanada and things of that nature, where it would be nice to confirm what we're seeing as well. Grasses are tough. I'm glad we have Alex to help us do that, because I'm not a grass person. It is very tough, and a lot of those things you do need a magnifying glass, because certain parts are half a millimeter longer in one species than it is in another, because they look exactly the same. And and I know Pete can probably elaborate too on this. I know he's done a lot of this as well, but yeah, Dave's dealt with it a lot too. It's pretty
scope is definitely a necessary tool for all of that in the grass.
Cost is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
What you're doing. I think it's a great idea that you guys are able to do that here in-house versus, you know, over the years I've always gone to the county extension office and then they send off the plan down to Bozeman and then you're a week waiting or whatever.
Yeah, even at the state when I was there, I never did grasses. I always send it to Missoula or to MSU because it's so hard to identify them all.
You can do that? Yeah. Wasting all this time? And now you just put it in the mail.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll need a motion for up to the $300 to purchase the microscope.
I move that we buy it.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any other discussions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed. Next on the agenda is the HBIA home show discussion.
Yes, this is for commitment for next year. And just for just a little bit of history on some of the board members that weren't at the last meeting. It went really, really, really good. I know Dave was there with us, so was Rob, and so was Judith Ann. We actually had the NWCA director there with us, Jade and I, and it was great. It's hard to tell. I mean, hundreds of people that we talked to over those 2 days.
Did they ever give us a overall of what the total?
I don't know.
They did not. I even emailed Darcy again this morning, and I have not heard back. But I'm hoping I hear back, and when I do, I'll forward that email to everyone. I had tried previously to find out, and I have not. So
yeah. I know that she doesn't have official numbers, but with sort of the unofficial numbers that she had, it was the best home show that they've had.
And she did.
Since they've been doing it.
Yes, and in the email she did send out, she said it was the best home show since 2018.
The chocolate chip cookies were the best.
They were the best. Yeah, she said it was.
It was. But they were the best.
It was the most successful show since 2018.
Yeah, it was a good thing. So this is just us discussing about commitment for next year for a booth. That's really just asking for the funds so that we can make reservations and get ready for that commitment.
Isn't there
for
a discount
month.
Involved? With
I think there is.
So there is not on the booth fee. The booth fee last year was $650, and I did ask her if it was going to remain the same for next year. She did not answer me. So I guess what we'd like to ask is for authorization for the booth fee. I assume it's going to be $650. Maybe it'll go up a bit, but I can't imagine that much. But there is a 20% off on their advertising. Mm. They send a booklet out. And so what I was hoping to ask for is for authorization for a half-page ad. With the discount, it would be $500. And just as a little example, we could do just something simple, just, Lewis and Clark County Noxious Weed, and we can get to the details later, but I was hoping we could get authorization for that $500 to advertise in that booklet next year, because we can get 20% off. It's normally $625. For a half-page ad, it would be $500 with the early registration.
Well, from attending that and being at the booth, I thought there was a good lot of people that came in. A lot of people liked the gloves, of course. But people were, they were actually interested in the noxious weed end of it. So, you know, what they could do, and, you know, the whole thing about, you know, reporting somebody is still a little bit of an issue with some people, but that's just what it's going to be. But I think overall, I think people were very informed. I think they were, any questions that came up, we were able to answer.
Yeah, we had Cedar Reynolds, I think, come out of that. We had biocontrol sign-ups out of that. Really large interest in rental sprayers as well in the cedar. So, but yeah.
You know, I've always been a real advocate of reaching out to all the new people, and because of a big subdivision going in north of the canal out there in our area. And I was out walking a couple of days ago down the canal and ran into a couple of guys, brand new guys, just moved up here from San Diego, both retired Navy, bought those big expensive houses. And honest to God, we were looking across the canal, and they asked me what that sagebrush was. And, you know, and I said, you've got to get a hold of the weed board. Because come green up with your 5 acres up there. God bless you. You're gonna need somebody to come out and take a look. And they said they would. So
yes. And
so I just think the more exposure you get, the better.
Sure. Absolutely. Education. I mean, there are so many new people coming in.
Absolutely.
They've never experienced the weed problems in some of the older folks and ranches being chopped up and sold off or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't know. They don't know that that's a beautiful purple flower that
nap. And the home show is a great spot for that, because it really sucks in all those new. They're, you know, I've been here long enough where I'm starting to get to know quite a few people here, and we really only saw like a handful of people that we knew. Otherwise, there's people I've never seen or never met before. I mean, just a handful out of thousands of people that came through there. Just handful of people that we knew. So it's good to get that exposure during that, and that's a great, it works out really well.
Do you guys also do a booth at the fair?
We can discuss that at the end of this. I would like to.
What was the question?
The fair.
Oh, yeah.
But after we're done voting on this, I'll elaborate more on that for you, Stacy. Yeah.
So we need a motion to, I think it's a good idea. I think we should redo it. So I think we should authorize some funding for the 2024 show, and then also some advertising fees of $500. So.
So what would the total be then?
If it's the same as it has been, it'd be $1,150.
Yeah, it could be more than that. But.
Yeah, just if the booth fee, like I said, I'm not sure if it'll go up or not. I can't imagine that it's going to go up too drastically much. So I guess what we'd like to ask is that we can turn in our early commitment form and then pay the vendor fee. And then advertising up to $500 in their booklet is what we would propose.
They don't have a date set yet, do they?
They do. It will be March 23rd through the 24th of 2024.
Okay.
March what?
20
what?
23.
Yes.
Of 24.
That's next year. This is
23 now. So time flies, you know. Yeah. That would be 20.
Okay, so would somebody like to make that motion?
So moved.
Okay, moved and seconded to go forward with the home home show next year again, and with advertising fees. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Okay, motion passes. Do you want to elaborate on the...
Yeah, and I guess we can just go right into my staff report here.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So, Stacy, to answer your question on that, we have looked into that. The board has been really interested in that in the past, and we really were looking at doing that last year. But it was like a 5-day commitment of from 8 in the morning till like 10 at night. And it was it was too much, and it wasn't inside either. It was out. It was outside. So
and he had to clean up everything too.
Yeah, every night. Every night. And it, yeah, it. It's not that we all did wanted to do it. It ended up becoming a really big logistical nightmare for all of us. And that's sort of right in the middle of the thick of the season too. So it makes it a little tough. The March thing is really nice. It's just sort of, it's like right in that transition period of winter into spring. So it works out. It worked out really good on our end for scheduling and things of that nature.
People as spring rolls around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we sort of found a diamond in the rough doing this HBI. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Right HBIA.
HBIA yes. Thing. Yeah. So I don't know. Too many acronyms. I can't keep up with all mm-hmm. of them. So, another thing, just as we're going in staff reports, I think moving forward, Jade and I are gonna do where we give you guys your Fund 297 report, like what you guys have cash on hand. Currently, with Jade balancing out all of our special project reporting, and I'm not a finance person, but we have to do all that. Jade did that, and with us balancing that all out, you guys have $41,000 in special and in your guys's pot of money to spend. Part of that, half of that, well, most of it's from the $7,500 that we get every year that you guys have gotten over the years. Plus, we get MDT funds. So that's sort of two project codes that we throw together. So just FYI on that. And that's something that we can discuss in more depth later if you guys are interested. But we're going to try to make sure that we get out a spreadsheet for you guys to be able to see if we can say what you have, what came out and things moving like that moving forward. So that way you guys sort of have a budget report on the funds that you guys have while you're making decisions on money stuff like we just did. For my report, the shop's up and ready for... Yes.
Go ahead.
So what did the gloves end up... The gloves are included in whatever the documentation is that you did?
Yes, yeah.
And with the glove, because they were... Mm-hmm. They were great, and if we could get them and get them done mm-hmm. prior to mm-hmm. doing that, that would...
Rainy day projects.
You know. Yes.
Well, yeah, something. Yes. I mean,
during the season, mm-hmm. we can have the seasonal sprayers stamp a box for us and put them back in.
And there, so. I can send you guys the final cost on all that. I'm working with Audra right now on getting all the balances of our projects and everything. I have to have that done by the 15th. So I have not had a chance to build this spreadsheet that's easier for you guys to read. But that is on my priority next. And then I can send you guys, I'll send you the spreadsheet that details everything, but I can also get together the cost of everything, what the gloves were, yeah. just so you have an idea. But realistically, they turned out to be such a good promotional item and were so inexpensive that I agree. I would love to continue those.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're still working on our budgeting on our side of things. That's coming up to an end here rather at a fast pace. So once we're all done doing that, that's when we don't really have it here today to give. We're still getting that going. So anyways, the shop is up and ready for the spray season. Everything is, we're going. We had to get some trucks fixed up and batteries in some of them. Other than that, everything's ready to go. Renters are ready to go. Cedar's all ready to go. We've been hiring seasonals. We've got 7 out of the 8 hired. 2 are working currently. And I know Alex is also seasonal, but for seasonal sprayers, 2 are starting already. They've been here. This is their second week. Next Monday, 2 others start. So we'll have 2 crews running here very shortly, and then on the 15th of May, I get 2 college students back to get them start rolling. So we are currently going back out to hire. We actually have had a considerable amount of applicants. Everyone else has been having a really hard time. I think we've had 12 applicants, I think, is what we've had. It's right around that number, which is really good. Some people have found other jobs. That's how come they didn't take them or they moved on. Regardless, we still got three that we're trying to reach out to get interviews set up for that last position. Hopefully we can get that done here by next week. And then I will pass my last little section on off to Alex about non-compliance and weed management plans.
Yeah, so I started doing management plan reviews on the 17th of April. And since then I've done 11 just like annual inspections, each of the five-year management plans we're supposed to look at every season and see where they are, like where the weeds are, if it's improving or not. So I've done 11 inspections, and the acres of that add up to 370 acres already inspected. And then so far, we've had two co-compliance cases come in for non-compliance issues. One is just that solar yard off of Green Meadow. They have a bunch of leafy sturgeon there. And then people are concerned about the fire hazard of all the kochia and Russian thistle, which aren't noxious weeds, but we do have leafy sturgeon. And then the other one is just a continuation from last year. It's that lot that Nistler owns. So I just sent out a letter to him, and we'll see if I get anywhere with that one this year.
And is this the lot that's just right off Cooney here? Or
it's
okay,
just on the other side of...
Okay. I didn't know if it was this one or, you know, there's that one between McHugh and Montana that he has as well, okay. I believe, that you... I think that was a thing last year that you took care of.
Yeah. So, yeah, it has begun. The season's here. And we've been, don't really have much other to report than that, just that we've been really, really busy getting the shop ready and finishing up projects with entities throughout the county.
Any questions, Rob?
How about the hydro seeder?
The hydro seeder's right there, and I will make sure that we do that at the end.
A tour.
We'll go out there and check it out. That's all I have.
What about the greenhouse?
The greenhouse. Jenny and I have talked a little bit about this, but I think the one we have is a little too big for what we got going on here.
You bring it back, because I should return it if you're not going to use it.
We'll see. Yeah, I still got everything.
I'd like to use it. But.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. We'll put up the arches and stuff to see how it fits, but it's big. A little bigger than I anticipated, but we'll see. More to follow on that. We got to see if we can find a place for it here.
So just to add a little bit on that, so the Public Works Complex, I think I mentioned this at the last meeting, we did a master plan review of this area from the whole master plan evaluation. So with growth in the next 15, 20 years, would we be able to fit in the same, you know, 20 acres of footprint, you know, with the shop complex, the road department, if we have, you know, graders, what does equipment storage space do we need? What does that look like? And certainly that included the weed department as well. You know, our admin building and the weed department and what is needed. So we got the master plan back. It's going to take a while to implement the whole phase of that master plan, but it definitely said we could fit within this current footprint based upon the growth potential. There's some buildings that would have to come down. For instance, the trailer house, the admin building that my office is in, it doesn't have any other use necessarily. It would once we're done with it, it would go. And then we would potentially build a new admin building over there, so the visitors would come in, they would have a safe place to meet and join the building, and the rest of the building area would be secured. Part of that new admin building would have a weed department with this type of structure in it, along with shower facilities, some of the things they need for equipment, and then also maybe a greenhouse in the back. So that's just long-term vision, certainly years down the road, not something that's going to happen right away. Part of that, though, is the risk that we have within the fuel storage container. So when you guys pull in, you drove by the mag chloride storage containers and then also the fuel area. The sheriff's office uses the fuel. Department of Public Health uses the fuel. Fairgrounds uses our fuel. There's a lot of other county entities that use our fuel storage. the initial phase is we're going to at least move the meg chloride because they're failing, and we're worried about no secondary containment for those. Then the next one may be to move the fuel storage location. So we're just trying to figure out where some of those locations are going to go, where that's going to get staged, and then where would we have room for the greenhouse. Like, if those were to get moved, would that free up some space for the greenhouse? And then where would we store that? So it's not that we don't want to use it, and it's not that we don't have the vision for the greenhouse. I think Christian's on board with that whole thought process. He thinks it would be beneficial. We want to set up the arches to figure out what footprint does that take, and then where we go from there. And that's good to know.
It was a contribution. When I figure out, where it came from, my granddaughter's a pot grower, a very successful one. And she's more than willing to make the contribution, but it's a substantial contribution when you look at lost revenue and what mm-hmm. she's willing to give up. And she's more than willing to do it.
Sure.
Glad to do it. Mm-hmm. But if it was just going to be piled up in the corner, I need to take it back.
Yep. So this summer, we'll make a decision on where we're going with that, and then we'll go from there. So.
Okay, good.
Appreciate it.
No hurry.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Tristan? Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Jenny?
So just a few things, just not a lot within for the weeds, but just some projects going on the area that certainly does impact weeds when that's the one that works being done. So we're starting to work through probably the end of June on Franklin Mine Road. So if you're out in that area, MDT tearing out all of Green Meadow, and the county's getting the millings from Green Meadow. We're going to take those and put those millions on Franklin Mine Road. So there's moving some dirt, doing some drainage and culverts work. There's going to be some impacts on the right-of-way. So that'll be some work going on in the area that we'll have to evaluate, weeds when we get done with the project, and maybe use the hydro seeder to reseed some areas that we disturbed on that from the road department operation. The other one that's kind of exciting is we'll do a notice to award tomorrow for Valley Drive. So out in East Helena, the county portion of Valley Drive Road, where the new schools are, the high school and that elementary school on that corridor, we're going to be doing that road reconstruction of that road, actually widening it, getting some right-of-way expansion there, and doing that portion. So that'll be the county portion of Valley Drive, and then City of East Helena will come back next year to do the bottom portion. So those are just some project work that would certainly do some ground disturbance that might have some impacts, but other than that, we're just switching seasons. It's been really wet, and so luckily this last week or so has dried out a little bit more, so they're starting to get culverts cleaning crews out there, and then also starting to get some grading and sweeping and stuff work going on. It's just a weird time of year between the snow melt and spring. It's the roads are way too wet to do grading, and there's just a weird kind of time frame on where things are headed there, so you have to appreciate your guys' patience on that end, but they're starting to get their summer project stuff planned out for the season.
Okay. Another thing I forgot that Jenny and I is our interlocal agreement with the City of Helena. That's been moving along, and then also when we're done with that, we'll proceed with East Helena as well. So.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions?
Going back to Christian, are you going to do that thing out at the schools?
Oh, yes, we got East Helena Ag Days May 9th, mm-hmm. and then May 12th we have Jim Darcy's. Well, so that's we got a busy week next week, yes.
I was going to say it's next month.
This month of May, it really gets, we get it rolling. That's just the way it always works. Weather, doesn't matter how the weather's doing, May is the beginning of everything for us, really. You hit the ground running, so. Yes, and they're very excited. They and we really enjoy partaking in that. There's a lot of fun. A lot of kids get really interested when you start talking about the bugs. So, but yeah.
Are we going to use some of the promotional items at Jim Darcy and East Helena?
We certainly could. We've just had the opportunity to just really sit down and talk. We did the stickers last year, is what we were sort of doing last year, but some of them we do have the extra stickers left over, I think. I can't remember, but yeah, that's something that we always think about and do, but
Is there any pins left?
Yeah, there's lots of pins. So it's like one of those things where you got to create like a little thing where they answer questions and things of that nature, and you give them something. So, but yeah.
Okay. And the posters and all that stuff is still stuff that you're.
Oh yeah, we try to get rid of as much stuff as we can for education purposes. It's good to give the teachers and stuff posters so they're up in their rooms.
I was really surprised at how many people at the Home and Garden Show took posters.
Yeah.
You know, what to plant, what not to plant. It was pretty.
Yeah.
When I was there, I know at least four people did the one day.
Yeah, no, they're going about as fast as the gloves the second day.
Huh. Crazy. Okay. Did you get anything from Commissioner Payne?
Okay. What we did not.
Okay, we'll move on to board reports. Stacy, you have anything to report to us about? Come on. Stop that.
Nothing to report. I'm delighted that I was selected for the Chamber of Ernest Miller because that's where I spend the majority of my time.
Sure. Okay, great.
Well, yesterday was a very good day for you to keep your eye on. We had a fire at my house.
Oh, no.
From a burn on April 17th.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it just...
It snowed 5 times since then.
And it got started, and, this is my biggest fear, is this burning a pile and then having something, and I'm out there wandering around in my boots. If they melt, I know there's fire. So, but anyway, we worked up there on, what was yesterday, Tuesday?
Yes.
So we worked up there, was working up there on Monday. Yesterday, we took the Bobcat up and was stacking stuff that's been piled up and moving trees and yada, yada, yada. And came home for lunch, fixed a sandwich, and looked up the gulch, and the thing was on fire. First of all, I thought was the Bobcat. Something happened to the Bobcat. So I'm going, oh, this is good luck. So, but anyway, jumped in the truck, took off, went up there, and it was, I don't even know where it started, but it burned in every direction. And later yesterday, I found out that the Forest Service went up at about 12:30, maybe quarter after 12, because they've rented out the cabin that's above me. She went up to clean the cabin. And when I got up there at, I'm going to say 1:15, 1:20, that fire had burned all the way to Anderson Road, and it was paralleling Anderson Road, and it was going, and we had an east wind, and it was going east. But it had burned back, the burn pile was like here, and then it was like, say, 30 feet to the road. So, it had to have been in a root, or it was just hot, or I don't know. But anyway, by 1 o'clock, it was going pretty good. So, and 2 hot pockets, thank God we had available staff. Thank God we had helicopter pilots. Hey, guys. And thank God the beaver ponds were full of water.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could literally dump here, or I mean pick up here and dump here. It was that close. But we were really lucky.
Wow.
Yesterday was harrowing, to say the least. And Stacy calls, he says, "Well, are you in trouble?" I said, "No, I'm over the edge. I have a nervous breakdown." Because it is my biggest fear. And we probably burned, I would say, at least 20 piles. From Lost Horse Creek, the second cattle guard, to Anderson Road, to my fields, I mean, it's just, and every night I go, dear God, please get me through this night without a bite. So yesterday was pretty crazy. So.
Yeah, they got on a cliff. And
yeah. Well.
Reported only 2.5 to 3 acres is what we had.
Yeah. So but if it would have got into the Forest Service, I've logged that, but if it would have got into the Forest Service, and speaking of Mullen, I mean, because the Forest Service hasn't done their job on the Mullen Department. So.
Okay. I really don't have anything to report this time. Haven't been that involved with the MWCA since I've didn't get back in with them. Kind of finally retired with them. I've been to the last 40 MWCA meetings, 41 or 42 actually. So this next year will be quite a shock if I don't show up, I think, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go or not either. So. But Pete?
Nothing much. Starting to green up, but not really anything to report.
Okay. Mike's not here. Dave?
I live 2 miles north of the roundabout of Green Meadow.
Well, just a couple things. In our area, in East Valley, we continue to have lots of construction. I mean, it's accelerating, I think, this year. I thought it might slow down. In talking to to my neighbors, there's just been one heck of a big winter kill in the alfalfa. And I had noticed a couple fields that, I don't see that looks strange, but as they're getting out there and poking around, the crown's froze and the roots have now rotted. And so they're thinking there's going to be maybe even thousands of acres of alfalfa here on the east side are going to have to be plowed up because the doggone thing's winter kill just totally. I saw Stephen and the Masonic home plowing up big chunks of it that I thought had just been reseeded in the last couple of years, and I thought, that's strange. Well, I think what's going on is, and I noticed like Dusenberry's and several pretty good-sized operators, those fields are dead. And that's just going to have a huge impact. And I guess where I was going with it wasn't what it has to do with weeds, is that I'm looking at some of these fields that are maybe like half winter kill, and I'm thinking, you know, we're going to see some, you know, at least a lot of mustard or something, suddenly appear here this year that in fields that were fairly clean before. And then just one little quick fire story, nothing like Judith Ann's, but I've got a 40-tree apple orchard, and so I have a pretty good burn pile every spring, and I set it off Monday with my permit and my hose in place. And, you know, the grass is green as hell, and the fire took off with the green grass. And I had to chase it down with my hose all the way around. I was really amazed at that. It's got to be drier than you would think after all of the moisture we've had. But, I mean, all of a sudden, standing there, you know, the grass is like that. And the fire is just going right along like, what the heck, it's August. So anyway, lots of new people. Keep talking. I keep referring everybody to you guys. And these guys have got 2.5 to 5 acres in those places. And cheap for Christmas, you know, it's pretty damp where you have it. You know that. You know. So, anyway, that's what's happening in the East Valley.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Greening up. There's still two snow banks in places. Pretty much greening up. The cows are still coming to their hay, so they ain't chasing green grass much yet. On a different matter, we had Steve Johns replaced, or removed, or however you want to say it, and it kind of upset me how it was done. You know, and I heard through someone that he was pretty upset. You know, he's been on here. I've been on a long time, but he was on before me, and he was distraught.
So just from a policy standpoint, or just an awareness, so when the positions are posted and they're advertised as, you know, until filled, and so we get applicants in, and then if they get replaced, they're serving at the pleasure of the commission. So the commissioners always draft a letter and send it out if that either their term's up and they've got a new application that they're appointing in to fill that position, or in this case, we just got an application and then his term has been well expired and he's been serving at the pleasure. So Christian and I were aware of that and wanted to make sure that it wasn't just, you know, something that was just delivered in the mail. And so we asked Nadine, the staff admin assistant up there, to, when they get the commissioner letter drafted, to give Christian a copy so he at least go hand deliver it. And he did,
he did do that. I hand delivered it to him. Yes.
He did do that. So at least from a staff, we were trying to figure out, you know, some way to provide that notice that was more personal versus just getting in the mail. I think what the heartburn was is that he might have wanted to have it at a meeting,
yeah,
so that you guys could all say bye as well and thank you for his service.
How did he seem to you?
I you know, I mostly talked to his wife. Yeah.
So. He's an old friend and a good man, but he's been, hell, I'm 80. You know, I know sometimes, you know, it's time.
I know he's been slipping, if you want to put it mildly, but.
I know it was difficult.
Yeah,
you know, I had a really good relationship with him when we first, you know, when I first started. It was, you know, he was always the first guy here, you know, and sit down and talk to me for 30-40 minutes until it started getting a little bit more progressed, and then things of that nature. So on behalf of, you know, county staff, it was definitely not personal. I think it it was hard. It was hard for me to do that. So, but we can't thank him enough for the 4 years at least of service that he did for noxious weeds in Lewis and Clark County. So he's been a very pivotal person, just like Bushnell was up in Augusta. You know, like those Lincoln. But yeah. Anyways, we tried to make sure it wasn't just in the post office and open it up at home. I wanted to make sure I thanked them in person and things of that nature. Yeah. So.
And they're always welcome to come to the meetings. I mean, public, we can have public attend these, and you can have during the public comment period an opportunity. And so if you see him about or he's able to come to the next meeting, I think he still would be encouraged to come and just see a public member like the gentleman that was at last month,
which was another
Tommy Thompson. Yeah. You know, came and just, you know, was on the weed board previously, wasn't here recently, and just came to a meeting just to provide input, and I think that's welcome.
Yeah, I guess I would like to see a better communication line between the commissioners, the weed board, and the weed district, because when Christian called me about taking the letter up there, I told him, I think, you know, I don't want to send it in the mail. I would have rather had Steve here. I do think that because of the service that he put in, I think like what we did previous with getting them a certificate or, you know, something like that, so it's not such a shock to them. And I think if we had a better, you know, because I didn't know about it until last Friday, I think, is when you sent me that email. So it was kind of a shock as well. But I still think that if we could ask the commission to keep us in the loop a little bit better,
you can do that.
I think that would help tremendously, because it is quite a shock. You know, I'm sure it was for him and his wife. But
I'm going to say, there for the grace of God would go any of us. And who's next to be? And he is upset. His feelings are hurt. He's fragile, and we all know that. And I think he feels he's been kicked in the stomach. And I'm going to be blunt. He knows that he's losing it. But this was the one thing he had. Mm-hmm. That he could grasp onto. And when we were doing the bylaws, we were talking about the board having some input about people. And I think, number one, there's dignity. I think the weed board, we have left, the last three board members have left with a very bitter taste in their mouth. And I think the weed board needs to step up their personnel policy, their kindness, their, I mean, and I know you don't do it in business a lot, but we're all better than this. And it was a big jolt to Steve's wife. She has a lot on her plate. And I'm pretty unhappy about what happened. It was not right. It didn't happen the right way. I mean, we could have had him here. We could have had a little party. We could have had, and I'm thrilled to have Stacy.
Sure.
But we could have had, Steve Johns could have still been on the board because we've still got a vacancy.
A member at large or something could.
Yeah, anything. Something. So, I mean, I've been walking this for a long time because Joel and Orville, they were not happy. They felt like they got kicked in the teeth. And as Steve said to me, I was with Ed Grady in 1985 when we went to the legislature. And I said, well, and I apologized profusely for the way that it happened. I said, Steve, I'm so sorry. I knew nothing about it. And I said, I can't apologize. I said, and on behalf of myself, I am so sorry because I know your heart is broken. And it was very emotional. It's emotional for me. So I think Montana Weed Board did the same thing to me. Hmm. I never got a thank you. They never called me and told me, Judith Ann, you didn't get reelected. And that's how Steve feels. And I think we're better than that. And I think we owe him a really big apology. And I would go so far as to ask him to be a member at large. Because I think the way that it happened, and this was a big deal when we were doing the bylaws, and now there's three people out there who are less than thrilled with the weed system. And I think that we need to step up our game and let people lead with a far better, I mean, their respect, their dignity, and I mean, I went on and on and on about how I felt about this to myself. But I know that we have slapped three weed district people in the face. And you know what? One of us could be next.
Well, and that's a fair statement, Chairman. A lot of the commissions are really trying to hold to the bylaws, to really try to look at the bylaws and try to allow the whole county the ability to serve on boards if they're interested in doing that. Your bylaws is serve a 3-year term for 3 years. So
we
that's,
all know that. That's not the issue.
I know.
That is not the issue.
But what a position, when we do get a position that somebody applies for a member and then somebody's already served their term limit by a lot of those 9 years, they are trying to bring in new folks to be able to have their ability to serve on the board as well.
Trust me, I'm thrilled to have
So Stacey, the two of you, just let me finish really quick. Two of you are also serving the Canyon Creek Marysville area. So Stacey's in that area, your area
no,
as well.
No, I'm in Birdseye.
Birdseye, okay. So Canyon Creek and then Birdseye. And then there's two members at large, and then we're really trying to get somebody in Augusta. Or we've got
Lincoln.
We've got Mike in Augusta, which is also serving as a pleasure, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. So if we get somebody else from Augusta, Mike would probably be the next one that would get off that list because he's had a lot of terms associated with that. If we get somebody in Lincoln, that'll fill that area as well. I'm not saying what you guys could do for your choosing to honor their service.
Right.
And I think you could still do something for Steve now. I mean, this morning, I just got back from vacation. I got word that this happened, and it wouldn't be too late
to have Steve come to the next board meeting.
It is too late.
And
it should have been.
It should have been, but we can't undo what's been done in the past. So if we could try to remedy the situation now, and then going forward, certainly have a party and have a celebration.
Not gracious, what? And I understand that Christian. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to be in Christian's shoes. That would have been a horrible place to be. But the rest of us who have some insight into people's lives and what they're going through and how they're handling things, mm-hmm. This didn't go well. It didn't go well with Joel, and it didn't go well with Orville.
And I think that's fair. So I think just a hope of communication, bring it forward. If we do get applications they're considering, that there may be a change. This is the position they're looking at filling. My trouble is that I don't know how you would do that that's not a public record. So these are public meetings. You also want to be, in fairness.
Anybody could have come to the board and said, excuse me, but you guys, do you have any idea how we could handle Steve? Because I would have had a lot to say.
No, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying, okay, let's say we...
But I'm saying that's what could have happened, because then it could have gotten handled in a different way.
Sure, but if what my struggle is, I guess, is if, let's say Lincoln, we get four applicants in Lincoln, and the commissioners are reviewing those applications and determine who they would select to fill that board position. That really is their decision of who they want to appoint to this board. But once they make that decision, I think we could talk about which position are they filling,
right.
and it, does that mean somebody has to leave, and then how would you guys like to term out that individual based upon moving
forward?
This goes
right back to the bylaws when I said, I don't understand why we don't have, say, yes, this is great, or no, this isn't. Or maybe this person would be better than that person.
Because that's the county commissioner's decision.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But
you could provide a recommendation potentially, but I also think you have to be careful on.
And it's kind of a, there's two parts in the bylaws. After we found out about that, I started looking and called Jade and told her that that's one thing that I want to look at in the future is the two parts of the bylaws, because one says the commissioners will appoint at large or at people serving at the pleasure of the commission. If a new applicant comes in, they can pretty much put that person in place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to number seven in the bylaws, it says if there's a vacancy, then the weed board can make recommendations to the commissioners.
Well, and that's what, that was one of the big things that I worked so hard trying to figure out when we were redoing the bylaws. And I think Rob would agree with what we were doing. It's just that it was, I think there was a much better way to do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I think we failed. And I think we failed through the last three. So I think we have to step up our game. And I don't know how you do it, but I think there has to be some conversation among you and you and them,
sure,
and us.
Sure.
Because we know them maybe longer than you have. Because we're in the field. You guys are, I mean, and not that you're not in the field, but you're in the office.
Right. Well, not anymore.
Well, but it gets into being, I think. Yeah.
No, I understand completely, because Steve Johns was on my weed board when I was here as weed coordinator.
Yeah, well,
so,
it was just,
you know,
very,
I agree
very
with that whole situation. Is there a way, I guess I haven't even looked at it enough to there's got to be some place we can put in policy about how we would like to see new appointees be appointed. If they would just communicate with us, say, you know, that they received some applicants, because I didn't know they had even received any applications. So if we don't know that, how are we supposed to...
And that's what I'll ask, so make clear. So if there's an application to fill a vacant position, that we get wind and one or two or whatever that they're considering, and then prior to them making an appointment, appointments have to also go into the Board of County Commissioners meeting. Right. So they're on the Tuesdays and Thursdays agendas. I don't know when this one was, but probably was in the week I was gone.
I think you were gone.
It was the Thursday that you were gone.
Yeah.
And so that they take it to the Board of County Commissioners to say, we'd like to appoint, you know, Stacy to the weed board. We'd like to appoint somebody else to the solid waste scratch gravel board. So they get noticed publicly through that agenda item. But way even before that, I would like to know when the applications come in, we can communicate with the chairperson at the time and then find out, can we move forward because that position's vacant and it's fulfilling somebody?
Thrilled to have Stacy.
Or, you know, do we look at the timing to say, okay, yep, we agree with that recommendation, but please wait until the Tuesday after the May 3rd board meeting so that we can tell Stacy that this is going to be potentially happening through the public comment period. And,
yeah.
And this is, you know, this is our chance to say thank you and goodbye for your service and, you know, awareness of that. Just, I think there's a better way to do it. Just what's just making sure
well,
that we're just checking base.
Well, there has to be a better way than the way that we have that the last three board members have left because it has left a very bad taste in every one of their mouths.
Sure. And it's
and we could be next. You know, here. Well, not you.
Maybe.
You're going to be boxing everybody.
Mr.
Christian.
Mr. Chair. Just to add on to it, there's nothing that was meant to be personal or harming, we're just sort of stuck with what has been given to all of us, and now we have the opportunity. I know it doesn't help what happened now, but we have the ability to put forth some input so that we can have maybe a little bit better policy going forward, so that it can be a little bit. And then just to go on it too is we don't get a whole lot of applicants for weed boards. That's why we have people that stay on for a really long time. So, which I think sort of leads to this, you know, in the best situation that we can have is that when everybody's done, that we have good people that always want to come in so that, you know that you put in your three terms, whatever, and then somebody's already excited to be in there. And, you know, that's how it works in other government entities, not necessarily on voluntary boards. We struggle with all of our boards here.
In the whole
trying to get people. And I know the commissioners thank all of you guys all the time for all your hard work and things. So I know that we could have done things better, and I know that this situation is also a little unique. But anyways, I think we can take this and
build forward. Well, we took away the one thing that he wanted to get up for in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that nobody thought about. And that's not our job, I know that.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think that we took that away from him because he's more than welcome to still come to the meetings. He's still more than welcome to participate in helping with the weed initiatives.
But that's where we could have handled it differently.
Yep.
And we could have said,
Steve, this is what's going on here. Stacy, he knows Steve John.
Briefly.
I mean, and it's not that he... You know, he knew. Steve understands.
Sure.
But he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
And therein lies the big problem. And then, of course, then it all ends up in Linda's lap.
Sure.
And I know we're not doctors and whatever the hell else it is, but I think some compassion would have, and some dignity and, anyway.
Yep, I agree.
We just need to work on it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Rob?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Kind of opened a can of worms there, but I think it needs discussed.
I do too.
We need changes.
And I appreciate you saying something because we need a different
Yeah, we'll get a different system in place.
Yeah.
So did I hear Christian, did you say, so there is there a term limit? I mean, you got three terms, if you mentioned, and that's kind of, but people stay on because we don't have replacements, or right. We haven't been able to.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they're serving at the, once they do their three terms, then they're serving at the pleasure of the commission. And they can
and
be
so
replaced any time.
The honor.
And then Mike Cobb.
Mike Cobb.
Mm-hmm. And I'm next.
Yep. Actually, I think Lewis is next.
Oh, I mean, I've repeatedly tried to recruit people. I got a neighbor who works with Park Agriculture. It'd be perfect. And doesn't want anything to do with it. Yeah. So, you know, it isn't easy.
And you, mate, are you next?
Oh, I imagine. I mean, God, I'm getting better.
So I can't remember.
Older than Alex. Yeah. It's got
to
be coming.
I left you out of the equation. I didn't mean to.
No.
But,
no.
You know, especially when we have still...
See, I'm interested. I thought Orville quit. I thought Orville wanted to quit.
Orville did quit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought he did. Okay.
He had walked in and...
Said, you know, I've done enough of this. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, we'll move on.
Okay.
We'll try to get something, start working on something to get... Well, if you can ask commissioners.
Yeah, no, I'll mention it.
Okay, appreciate that. Judith Ann.
Am I next?
Yep.
I've been mouthing off all
the time. I know.
See, I do this all the time. Well, I want you to know that the mosquitoes are out because while I was... Yeah. And they're this big. They were as big as the flipping helicopters. So, anyway, that was that. I wrote Tommy Thompson a note. Getting back to your project and Tommy Thompson's project, is there something that we could do in a flyer that you would want to give to you,
to new people?
Those human beings.
I think Tommy was talking about the same thing. I don't know. Do we have a brochure or something? I mean, I've thought about it several times.
We've talked about it.
I mean, I've got like.
Oh, we've never sent out a mailer to those areas or anything like that.
Well, you've done some stuff in the paper or on TV or something.
I mean, yes, I got radio ads even
when I mentioned
right now.
Board,
yeah.
But see, I think it should be specific to his location. Just like Tommy Thompson. And I'm not that familiar with Tommy's.
Are we talking about the spray project, or are we talking about sending out flyers for weed board members?
Just exist here.
Hey,
you're a new property owner. If you got a problem, you should call these people. You know.
Well, yeah. And,
that wouldn't be that hard to get to mail it.
You didn't have to do care. Remember when we did that care letter?
You guys would have to just fund that from 297, because mass mailings are pretty expensive. But it'd be something that you guys could potentially craft up and do
for new areas and things of that nature. So.
Well, I mean, even if we had to go out there and stick them on everybody's door.
I don't know what my schedule's like, but let me try to put something together, like a trifold little brochure.
Whatever.
See what you guys think about it, then we can go from there. Because I do think that would be nice to have as a board member, just to take and say, here's something about the weed district.
Dave meeting those two guys. I mean, he said, "Well, wait, I got something for you."
Yeah.
And just to have the reference of the phone number, and then it's in their hand, they won't forget it. But you know, he says, "Well, weed board, you call in there." Well, that might be gone too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought about originally. You know, I don't know, maybe taking a half a day or something and going to the 40 or 50 houses that have been built in the last year north of me.
Yeah.
Say, and you got 5 acres, and good luck to you when it starts to green up.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, no, certainly we can do that. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Like a postcard size mailer?
Yeah.
Reduce costs? Because the postage is cheaper and it's less paper and less printing if the costs are substantial for those map.
Yeah, I think if we do a couple different things, I mean, you could do a mailer for sure, but I do like the brochure thing, because if you can carry them in your car with you, then if, like Dave was saying, the two guys showed up, hey, here's some information about the weeds and the weed district.
These
guys
have
these small problems.
Yeah.
Business card there and a pen or I don't know, something. Stick them in a glove and tie a bow on them.
Yeah. I do like the postcard thing, though, too, because it's something that somebody can get in the mail and actually look at and keep it. Because it's got names and numbers on it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Magnet on the fridge.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's your area over there on the west side of the interstate north of Lincoln and the mine over on the east side north of Lincoln. Yeah. I mean, good Lord. Yeah. How many hundreds of new residents have we got? I looked at in the last few years. It's pretty amazing.
Then some of my neighbors caught wind that I'm on the weed board, so now I get questions. I'm walking around. I'm like, hey, what is this?
Yeah.
Sweet clover, don't worry about it.
In my case, that's sage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't cut that down.
You can go on from home to home and a little more. We had a bunch of those friends that were lawn care service. You know, somebody's not there, at least they have that. They're like, oh, okay.
That's a really good idea. That would even be better.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, if you get a little plastic bag or something to stick in there, you could put a pin or something in it. And yeah, we'll figure out something. We've got to figure out something.
What in the heck, you know, I mean, I got a problem here. They've got something that triggers that they'll get the right people. Then Alex can go out there and tell them to take care of it, or we will let change the deal. We'll keep you busy. Okay.
Judith Ann, anything else?
Let's see. What else was I going to say? Oh, I know. So I had another thought, which probably can't happen this year but it's been on my mind, is the classic car show in June. So, and I'm not that I want to think about it for this year because it's impossible, but that they have. I don't know, any of you ever been to it?
Yeah.
And I used to sell raffle tickets out there for the, and maybe we could do a raffle and give part of the money to the car club and part of the, but that is a big turnout for a lot of people that come from, I mean, it from statewide, but it would give us, it's a whole nother thing that is outside, it's only one day. Well, no, it's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. But
so we have $40,000 in the account. I'd be willing to take some of that and buy a classic car and put it into a weed.
You just put the logo on my cousin's
back. I mean, I'm just volunteering.
Well, anyway, and the other thing that I think I was supposed to be talking about, and I think you were working on, is we were talking about jackets. It fell through the by the or vests or shirts or hats or and it's fallen completely through the
yeah that
whatever.
It's kind of in a little bit in the next discussion thing, but I would still like to see that move forward.
The embroidery items.
Yes. If we can figure out, you know, cost.
Wasn't it you that was working on them?
Yeah, I called the embroidery shop and I just need to see what logo they want to use, and then they can give us an exact cost for vests, jackets.
So
hats,
what did we find out about the Sacagawea, not Sacagawea, Lewis and Clark, and the guy pointing the finger? The
emblem that you guys had on your old older ones from like early 2000s. That were mid 2000s, 2010-ish.
Well, that's the county logo.
Yeah. Well, maybe just give Pete the authority to make one.
Hey,
all right. Yeah,
come. I mean, we've been.
And then share it with the group.
We've been going around and around on this logo thing because there was a Lewis and Clark County Weed District logo at one point in time.
What's this Not Just Weed Shop one? Public Works Complex, is that just?
I think that's probably.
That's probably the one that they had made a long time ago, but that spotted knapweed with the thing, that was created like in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's been around for a long
time. I think you should decide which one you want to roll with and start, you know.
Well, we want some dimension of county because it worked county oriented.
Right. Yeah.
We've got to decide whether we're district or division.
Well, you guys are the weed district.
Yeah.
You did that in the resolution and the bylaw changes.
And then
This is the weed division of, we're a division of public works here. I'm a division, You guys are the district. No, you are not. You're
I
the,
don't like being a division.
Okay.
District.
You help run the division is essentially what happens.
Pete's going to work on the logo.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, anything else, Judith Ann?
I think that I'm not doing any school things for Canyon Creek or anything this year. It just got too...
Yep. Okay. So next on just discussion items, biocontrol collection day. I had talked to Melissa Maggio, the coordinator for the Montana Biocontrol Group, and she would be willing to come over and do a collection day with us if we want to do that. We'd have to figure out a place to do it.
I can't. I mean, Mount Helena is one that I can think of, but that's not exactly
an right.
easy location to be, because you got to sort of get up. You got to sort of get up in there.
I don't. Is
Doesn't
there any?
Mike Cobb do quite a bit of it on Augusta.
He talked. Mike's really big talking about the Hound's Tongue biocontrol, trying to get legislation and approval of that. That's what Mike's been really working on. Mike is big into the biocontrol, but that's more or less the one that he's focusing on and that the board's focused on.
Let's invite Melissa to one of the board meetings so she can discuss their program, and then we can figure out if after that if we would like to do a collection day someplace with her.
And even maybe schedule one for a future, too, if we can go out and maybe do a little bit of research and looking on that.
Yeah,
you know?
Even like a knapweed one this fall.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Just have to find a piece of ground where we can do that at. That's public or whatever.
Okay.
Permission.
So, you guys want to go ahead, Alex?
Sorry. We do have a bunch of historical data on releases back, like all the way back to the 80s, that have been done throughout the county. So it is something that we could look into to try to see which areas they've released like a ton of knapweed weevils or a ton of Dalmatian toad flax, and then go out and check those areas and see how the populations are doing and if they've established or not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do have that data in our share drive.
Okay. Hey, why don't you guys look at that, try to update a little bit.
We'll do.
If you can contact Melissa.
Yep.
To see if she can come to our next board meeting.
Okay. Yeah, we can certainly do that. Plus, you'd probably like that data anyways.
Yeah.
That's a lot of data.
Yeah.
She's probably like. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
I mean, I released stuff back in the 90s with MSU at over at the water treatment plant in East Helena.
Yeah.
And it took out all of the fuse.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's
a lot of public land around here, so I can't imagine we can't find something.
Yeah, there's got to be something up on the scratch gravel.
Oh, yeah. There's been
some. Maybe we can do something with deer limb and get them more involved. And
yes.
Talk to Melissa first, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
So we covered the embroidery things. Reminders, the MWCA scenic calendar photos are due by May 15th. Noxious Weed Awareness Week is June 5th through the 9th.
Will we get an email to send it to? Or
I just forwarded you right before the meeting, probably about 10 minutes before I forwarded everyone the information that I got from the MWCA, so it should be in your mailbox.
Yeah, I got that. I looked at it before it came.
Perfect.
Thank
you, Jade.
You're welcome.
On the Noxious Weed Awareness Week, do you want us to work with Betsy, our communication outreach coordinator, or PIO, to do some kind of social media posts on behalf of the district?
I think
district?
That would be great. I've had that on my list to work with Betsy on. Yeah.
Okay.
And the nice thing is that MSU and the MWCA sort of get together and make sort of like a template for the week, so you don't even have to.
Perfect.
You don't even have to. Really do anything. It's really a plug and play thing, and she can set it all
so
up.
So you'll run with her.
I can certainly do that. Yes.
Department of Ag. I don't know when they're going to do the collection or the weed pull up on the old rifle range. So you might want to find out what date that is.
Yeah, my calendar's been filling up with straight A's and all that stuff. I'll reach out to Jasmine on gun range.
Did they last? Not last year, the year before when we were doing that, they actually drew for one of the rifles or one of the guns that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So if they're going to be there, that'd be kind of nice to have the board show up. Mm-hmm. At least some of us.
And we do have booklets still to sell on those. We even have some in the office.
Okay.
Coming down in 7 days. In Raffles.
But you love Montana.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, only got to be in Montana. Judith Ann.
Another. Did we hear anything from Pull Your Share?
I've not heard anything.
Oh, May 18th. I'm going up there May 18th to participate in that.
Okay, so
Alex and I are going up there. Yes.
Okay, so that's good.
Yes.
So
Sun Canyon?
Yep, Sun River Canyon. Yep, that's an all-day thing. We're going to go up there. Oh, excuse me, I guess I'll elaborate a little bit on this since we brought this up. Alex and I are going to go up there and help do that. We sort of end up chaperoning high schoolers, but we're going to go out there and partake in that, which I'm glad. So he's brought a good
idea. Okay,
ideas.
So last year we did the stickers for all the kids. Are we going to make a donation to Pull Your Share?
I don't know if he needs to. I think he's got a lot of his stuff through Grant. I think he more or less just...
Did he get a grant?
Huh?
I think
he's operating off of a grant still. That thing's growing. It's starting to go to all kinds of CDs throughout the conservation districts, throughout the state. So I think with me and Alex just participating to help out, because he's talked to like 200 kids or something like that. So it's a lot of kids. It's Augusta and Sims. Maybe not that. Maybe 60 kids. I think he gets some of the Great Falls kids, which then obviously ends up more like the hundreds. But I think we're going to help out with the Sims school and the Fairfield. They're going to go up there, and Alex and I are going to partake in that. And he was
because they did the gloves.
Excited.
They've got
yes,
the
he does all the gloves, and he gets the sandwiches and all that. All that's a part of his.
Well, I guess if you could ask him if he's needing assistance, then
okay,
we can...
I will reach out with him. I actually just got an email from him today about...
You're not going to have a board meeting between now and May 18th to even do a donation at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember exactly. I'd have to go back to my deal, but I think we have 300 kids up there.
Yeah. He never asked for anything more than just us helping.
Okay.
That's all he was excited about that. So, and then if not, I'll have the opportunity to work with them all day, and we can always set something up for moving forward.
Sure.
Forward with
something down.
Yes, down the road. Yep.
Okay. That'd be good. The other thing I wanted to bring up on some things, and I've sent it out to you guys, and I think the county sent it out to you all too, is about the training that's coming. That is a really good training. I went to it last year. I think Judith Ann went to it too.
May 11th, isn't it?
It's through MSU.
Yeah, and
they want to have RSVP.
By May 5th.
By May 5th.
Yeah.
So that's this Friday.
This Friday. But it is a really good training. For board members.
I think they're paying for lunch too.
That's dinner, actually.
Dinner.
Or dinner.
Evening. Yeah, I think they're having snacks or something. Okay. Items for next meeting, June 7th. Be back up at the city-county building.
That's if you guys want to have it up there, if you want to have it down here.
What's your pleasure?
Well, I don't have to worry about a parking ticket here.
Yeah.
If it is in August, this is pretty nice. You know,
exactly. When it's July, August can sometimes. Well, we're not even. I don't even know if we'll do the July one, but I agree. Okay. It's sort of nice for Jade and I too. I'm not gonna.
Well, let's do it here then.
Okay.
We'll change it to here.
Sure,
weed shop, or if it does get hot, we can always.
We can do it in the.
We all can smash into our ginormous conference room.
Okay, and then we can do grant ideas, discussions, beginning of spray season updates, biocontrol, education. That would be good if Melissa can come.
Okay.
And a proposed biocontrol education day, so. But I think once Melissa's here,
here and gives us her rundown.
She might be really busy in the thick of collecting toad flax. That might be right before, too. It just depends on how it all goes.
Anything else for next meeting? Anything you guys want to discuss? Anything? Okay. I guess I'd make a motion to adjourn.
Sorry. What about some kind of something to present to Steve? You know, we talked about plaques, we talked about dinners.
I guess I'm wondering, do you think he'd be, I don't know, like what we did for the other guys, is Judith Ann found him, you made a card and you did the dinner thing?
Yeah, for Orville and Joel.
I would donate money to have you do that again if you could do it. You want to try to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's needed.
I may even go with them.
Sure. That sounds good.
Yeah.
That might be good.
Sure.
Good.
Yep.
Good. What's the word I'm looking for? Help me.
Supportive. Supportive. And
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Gracious.
Hospitality.
Hospitality.
Gracious. I'm sorry. Gracious. Be in my words.
Okay, so.
I can't ever find them at the right time. Maybe I'll just take them. Maybe that's what we'll do.
And you could say it's on behalf of the league.
Right, right. I think maybe. We'll see if that works. Otherwise, I will.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing that I did for.
Okay, appreciate that.
Joel.
I'm sorry, our motion was never
finalized.
Yep,
need a motion to adjourn.
Motion adjourned.
Adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So now we're going to do a.
If you want to stick around, we can go around and check out all the.
Okay.